Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This is the last in our three-part series on forgiveness. And this week we're looking at moving on. We're looking at what might come next. And we're looking at some strategies that can help allow you to move on and why this might just be a really, really important thing. So I thought I'd start this week's episode with a really, really great quote that I found recently by a famous psychiatrist by the name of Thomas Satz. And he said that the stupid neither forgive nor forget. The naive forgive and forget. And the wise forgive but do not forget. And I think in that is a lot of wisdom. True forgiveness is the result of a genuine processing of emotions rather than an avoidance and rather than a simply starting afresh or starting over, drawing a line in the sand and moving on, leaving the past in the past. Again, all of these are bits of pop wisdom that are thrown out that may not necessarily be in line with our actual emotional process. So, if I want to be able to move on, what are some ways that I can do that? My first tip this week is to just check in and to really, you know, sit down, do some journaling, have a cup of coffee and have a think and a reflection about what comes up for me when I think about what's happened. What is the feeling that lingers? What are the questions that remain unanswered, if there are any? What's the emotional impact of this been? How has it affected my life? And if there are still some things there, it might indicate that there's a little bit more work processing to do. And also, even if there's not, another question is, how well am I able to manage the stuff that was there before that may come up again? My next reflection is, what is the lesson here? What is the lesson for me? What is the lesson for us? In what ways have we been able to grow stronger or closer as a result of this thing? And how do I avoid, or how do we avoid, a recurrence of this thing? If I'm really able to genuinely forgive something that's happened, part of what might allow me to do that is to really feel at least 90% confident that it may not happen again. Because fear can be a huge barrier to moving forward. My third tip is, to what degree have I been able to really understand the context and really understand the other person? What was their experience? What were the drivers for them? What was going on for them? How have they been able to explain or communicate to me what happened? Now, in the best case, there could actually be a conversation or a letter or an email. And in the best case, you know, there's a sense of connection between the wrong and the other. And there's a sense of empathy for exactly what happened. But that doesn't always have to be the way. And my last tip is to think about the fact that forgiveness does not necessarily always equal an apology. Okay, obviously, it's ideal if we've received an apology, if we've been wronged, or if we're able to provide an apology, if we've been the one that's done the wrong thing and had an impact on others. But it's not always possible, it's not always helpful, and it's not always the best approach. So you can forgive yourself and you can hopefully move on even without the acknowledgement of the other person, the forgiveness of the other person. And also you can forgive another person even if you never have contact with them again, if it's not safe for you to do so or if you just choose to not. And each of those can allow us to leave aspects of that experience in the past and not lingering on. I guess my last tip is to really remember that forgiveness isn't pretending that the particular behavior is okay. It's not about saying that what happened was all right. It's not about pretending that there wasn't an impact. But what it is done well is, like Thomas Satz says, the ability to forgive but not forget, to really understand exactly what's happened and what the impact was, and to not sugarcoat it, to be able to say that it was not okay. Sometimes maybe it was against the law, or it was not appropriate, but that we can create a future after this. And done right, the process of forgiving ourselves or forgiving others allows everyone to grow through the transgressions that we make, the mistakes that we make day in and day out. The result of this can be that if it's done well, we all become stronger, closer, and wiser as a result. And I think if we're going to be on this earth making mistakes, if we can become better human beings as a result of that and make the mistakes less likely and become more emotionally aware and more connected to others, then that is maybe the best result of being fraught and making mistakes on this planet. So, grow through your mistakes this week with Mind Games.